Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland, broadcasting from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls. And joining me now is Norm Evers. He is an instructor emeritus of horticulture at South Dakota State University in Brookings and former manager of McCrory Gardens. And he's also the owner of Norm's Greenhouse and Nursery in Aurora. Norm, thanks so much for taking time and coming back on Dakota Midday. Let's start, Norm, with Sioux Falls had an awful lot of rain a couple weeks ago, and what do we do? What do we do with those floodwaters if we had standing water in our yards for so long?
Well, you're one of the exceptions here. We're dry up here. But anyhow.
We should have shipped it up there, huh?
Yeah, you must have got all the rain for the eastern part of the state. We haven't had any moisture here since the first half of August. But if you got standing water, it isn't standing yet, is it?
No, it has gone down. But does it? But a lot of that was some floodwaters from some creeks that came up. Do we need to be worried about anything in our garden or in our yard if we had, you know, several inches of standing water for a period of time?
Well, trees cannot take standing in water for long periods of time, except willows. And the other deciduous trees and conifers will lose their roots. They got to have oxygen in the soil to breathe. And the roots need to breathe. And if they stand in water, you exclude the oxygen, and therefore the roots will die. And the trees will slowly die after that.
And how about in your part of South Dakota where it is dry? What kinds of things that you need to do to take care and make sure your green your perennials live?
Well, Colin has been out installing trees and shrubs and other perennials in areas around Brookings, quite a ways away. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't one yard where he hadn't hit dry dirt. In other words, we got surface moisture yet a little bit, but it's slowly disappearing. Mm-hmm. And the thing to do now this time of the year is make sure you keep watering plants, that particularly ones that have been planted this year, that they haven't established a good root system yet.
Mm-hmm. Does there come a time in the year, in the season, where you just stop watering your lawn?
Well, if you remember last fall, mm-hmm. we didn't have any moisture from basically early September all the way till April this year.
Right.
And folks who quit watering their lawn and quit watering their yards lost a lot of stuff. And we had winter drought. And what you have to realize is that whether it's a tree or whether it's shrub or a perennial or grass, they take water the year round. The roots never go dormant. They only go dormant when they're froze. And when froze hard. In other words, the roots will continue to grow if you don't have deep frost. And they'll take up moisture in the process. And that's when their roots make the best growth. And in fact, that's why now is a good time to plant trees and shrubs, because the roots are in a soil that's more, it isn't so hot, it's cooling down, and they like cool, moist soil. So it's important to keep the soil moist this time of the year to encourage root growth, particularly on newly established plants.
I had a question tweeted at me earlier today saying that they have voles in their yard. What do you do? What do you do to get rid of those voles?
Well, voles, what do they eat?
Well, they eat your roots or your grass, don't they?
Well, they tunnel underneath the grass. I'm not too sure they eat much of it. But they eat insects.
Uh-huh.
And kind of like mice. And they tunnel through the yard making little tunnels. And I don't know what's the best way to get rid of them, but probably a good aggressive cat.
Okay. Well, I have an indoor cat, but so that won't help. But I have mice and other critters, I think, eating my tomatoes just as they're about where it's time for me to pick them, I go out the next morning and they're gone or partially eaten, still hanging off the plant. What do I do to protect my tomatoes?
I'd pick them just as they start turning.
Before they turn?
Don't let them get ripe out there in the field. When they start turning color, pick them.
And let them ripen inside?
Yep. Just lay them in a shaded area covered with some newspaper, and they'll ripen fine.
Really? It's not going to change the taste of them? I thought they tasted better on the vine.
Well, that's what the bowl thinks, too. But it's the same thing you do just before a freeze.
Uh-huh.
If you got a lot of unripened tomatoes out there,
okay.
If you just simply pick them, place them in a shady area underneath a newspaper, they'll ripen fine.
Okay. So another listener wants to know if anything's being done about the monarch butterfly restoration habitat.
Well, the monarch butterfly feeds on the pollen of many plants. And since we eliminated all their pollen plants in road ditches and fields, they got nothing to feed on. So it's going to continue to decline unless we establish areas where you've got a lot of pollen plants for them.
Okay.
And that includes the dandelion. You know, do you see dandelions anymore?
Only in my neighbor's yard.
Their dandelion's almost gone.
Yeah.
And they're an important pollinizer for both the bees and the butterflies.
Oh, okay. So we shouldn't be too quick to get rid of those.
Well, we don't need to get rid of all of them.
Okay.
There's plenty around yet, but it isn't like it used to be. You used to see just yellow fields of dandelions. Now you don't see any, hardly. But, see, that's the thing. We forget that what they feed on, and that's what we're eliminating. Farmers with their herbicides nowadays, there isn't a pollinator plant out there for them anymore. Although they do feed on pollen from corn as well.
Another listener question wants to know if it's too early to plant milkweed.
The normal time of year to plant a lot of the perennial plants like milkweed. Are you going to seed it with seed? If you seed, now's a good time to plant it. It'll come up next spring.
Okay. Okay. So we're into some warm days and cool nights. What kind of impact does that have? Things that we need to watch out for?
Well, now's the time you're going to start seeing fall colors start showing up pretty quick on some of the early trees like your Gunnella maples and also sugar maples and autumn purple ash and some of the other trees. And if you want some color in your yard in the fall, you might consider planting a sugar maple or an autumn blaze hybrid maple or Gunnella maple. They're the best coloring trees for the fall color.
And you said now is the right time of year to plant a tree.
Oh, yeah. That's because the roots are very active when it starts cooling down, and it's a lot easier to keep moist and watered now. And what I recommend, we recommend also, is put about a 6-foot circle of organic mulch around each tree. That keeps the weeds away and also keeps grass away. Remember that lawn grass, most lawn grasses are Kentucky bluegrass, and it takes about an inch of water a week to keep that green. Mm. And that's an inch of water a week the tree isn't getting. So keep the grass away and don't just dig the sod out. You can use a chemical to kill the grass and leave it right there and plant right in that area. Most yards, recent homes that have been built, don't have that much topsoil left in the yard. So when you take out the sod, you're taking away a third of the topsoil that's left. So you don't want to do that.
And is fall also a good time to prune your trees, or can you do that pretty much any time?
The best time to prune trees is when they're dormant, and preferably wait till spring, because then you can gauge if you've got any broken branches and things like that. You don't want to do it in the summertime or during the growing year, because they'll just put out a new shoot, and they may not harden up for the winter. So the best time to do it is when they're completely dormant, and preferably late winter, early spring.
And is this also the time to, you know, to plant bulbs and to plant other annuals?
Well, you can plant, if they're container grown, you can plant your perennials now quite nicely, get them established for winter. And bulbs, as soon as the bulbs are in, you can start planting them in also.
Okay. Okay. Any worries? I'm always kind of caught off guard here with the first frost. So typically, can that happen at any time now?
Well, it depends on the area of South Dakota. In the southern part of the state, you usually don't have frost until around October or even 10th of October. Up here, we can get it anywhere from the 15th of September on, and we often do. With light frost, not a heavy frost. Light frost usually doesn't hurt a thing, but it takes some of the leaves off your tomatoes and so on, but it doesn't. It isn't a killing frost. So it's time to harvest your tender stuff if you haven't done so.
Okay. And just covering it for the one night or so that you have a light frost, is that good enough?
Yeah, that works really well. Newspaper worked good. Sheet. That works real good. Or there's roll covers out there now that you can use to cover them. But that's good for a light frost, but not a real heavy frost.
Okay. And so other things this time of year that we need to be preparing for?
The biggest thing this time of the year is to make sure everything's hydrated going into the winter. All your trees, your shrubs, your perennials, that they're all really soaked down going into the winter. And that's a ways off yet. But by October, you should be sure everything's hydrated good. And otherwise, it could desiccate over winter like they did last winter. Last winter was a tough winter on a lot of plants because it was so dry. We didn't have any moisture from September all the way to April. And it was just powder snow, no moisture in it. And there was no moisture at all, in other words, 6 months. And that's a long time because trees and shrubs, perennials, they use moisture the year round.
Okay. And the prediction is for another kind of warm, dry winter as well.
Is that what the prediction is? I haven't heard.
Yeah, I believe so. So hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Yeah, hydrate going into the winter. you see a lot of large trees that have been established for probably 100 years or less that tops are dead. And that's a result of drought, prolonged drought. Remember, trees don't go from January 1st until December 31st. It's a cumulative over the years. And the last 3 years have been well below normal moisture, and they haven't caught up yet. So even though we got normal moisture or even slightly above normal moisture this summer in some areas, they're still short down below the subsoil. The water table has not come up.
Okay. Norm, I want to thank you for taking time and being on Dakota Midday today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Norm Evers, Instructor Emeritus of Horticulture at South Dakota State University, former manager of Macquarie Gardens, and owner of Norm's Greenhouse and Nursery in Aurora. Special thanks to Steve Zwemke, Keely Bultina, Chris Loffrey, also to my guests, Tim Reed, Beth Knutson, Norm Evers, and special thanks to Victoria Wicks for their assistance with the program today. I'm Kara Hetland.